An Epitaph by Walter de la Mare. Here lies a most beautiful lady, light of step and heart was she. I think she was the most beautiful lady that ever was in the West Country. But beauty vanishes, beauty passes, however rare, rare it be. And when I crumble, who will remember this lady of the West Country? The Listeners by Walter de la Mare. Is there anybody there? Said the traveller, knocking on the moonlit door, and his horse in the silence champed the grasses of the forest's ferny floor, and a bird flew up out of the turret above the traveller's head, and he smote upon the door again a second time. Is there anybody there? He said. But no one descended to the traveller. No head from the leaf-fringed sill leaned over and looked into his grey eyes, where he stood perplexed and still. But only a host of phantom listeners that dwelt in the lone house then stood listening in the quiet of the moonlight to that voice from the world of men, stood thronging the faint moonbeams on the dark stair that goes down to the empty hall, hearkening in an air stirred and shaken by the lonely traveller's call. And he felt in his heart their strangeness, their stillness answering his cry, while his horse moved, cropping the dark turf, neath the starred and leafy sky. For suddenly he smote on the door, even louder, and lifted his head. "Tell them I came," and no one answered. "That I kept my word," he said. Never the least stir made the listeners, though every word he spake fell echoing through the shadowiness of the still house, from the one man left awake. Aye, they heard his foot upon the stirrup, and the sound of iron on stone, and how the silence surged softly backward when the plunging hoofs were gone. The Whisperers by Wilfred Wilson Gibson. As beneath the moon I walked, dog at heel my shadow stalked, keeping ghostly company. And as we went gallantly down the fell road, dusty white, round us in the windy night, bracken, rushes, bent and heather whispered ceaselessly together. Would he ever journey more, ever stride so carelessly, if he knew what lies before, and could see what we can see? As I listened, cold with dread, every hair upon my head strained to hear them talk of me, whispering, whispering ceaselessly. Folly's fool a man must be, surely, since, though where he goes he knows not, his shadow knows. And his secret shadow never utters warning words, or ever seeks to save him from his fate. Reckless, blindfold, and unknown, till death tells him all, too late, and his shadow walks alone. The House of the Soul, A Lay, by Dorothy L. Sayers. I have forgotten my name and the name of my nation. Yes, I know alone I have lost myself, and have wandered far astray from the land where the magical fir trees grow, farther than far Cathay, farther than fair Atlantis, or the hills of Tirfaton, or the isles of Bran and Maelduin, or the isle of Avalon. From the city built on the rivers, where the willow branches sway, to a quiet tune all night to the moon, and dream in the sun all day. Where the gardens drink at the river's brink, and the poppies dip to the water wan, and the roses fall from the hot red wall like showers of light on the water grey.